It's Q105, 847.
Fog.
We're still dealing with fog, Susie? Some traffic issues and all that fun stuff? Doesn't look foggy.
Maybe up in Michigan, yes.
Who cares? All right, rain this afternoon with a high near 50, and then partly sunny tomorrow with a high of only 30, so it's back. 48 last check, although I haven't checked it in a while. I checked it like right before we went on the air today at 6, so who knows. But these temperatures are just absolutely crazy, man. But I love it. Say bye-bye to a lot of the snow. All right, so here's the text that I got, Paul. And, oh, yes, the picture of you only put one up, Paul?
Well, I had to get back here quick, so I can put more up, but that's the one that...
Paul is Cupid and me, okay.
Watching the ceremony.
It's very sexy. Anyway, so I got this text. Let me see. Where is it? Somebody.
Listen, it's no big deal, all right? I was just talking to some people at the Walmart, and I bought some Oreos, and that's it. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, there's more than that. Where is it? What the heck did I do with it? I hate when this happens. So I got a text about Paul and Walmart and Oreos. And it's one of our listeners who supports a disco party. Thanks, Amy. And she heard it all. She was apparently this
heard?
Allegedly
what
happened
mean?
On Tuesday.
I mean, heard something.
And she witnessed it. And she wanted to know when Paul was going to tell the story about what she saw. And so I told her, I said, she says, absolutely, I'm already listening.
Busted, Paul. Gee, it hurt. Did you get an argument over Oreos or
thanks,
something?
Amy.
Hold on. So I told her, I said, listen to the story to make sure Paul doesn't lie. So Paul tells the truth. She goes, absolutely. I'm already laughing that he held out. She's an avid listener. She listens every morning. She also comes to the disco parties. Her name's Amy. And I'm a Walmart shopper who heard a loud crash in the aisle on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
So this is the story you have been forbidden to tell, and you're going to tell it now.
So I'm being snarky at Walmart. And Lady T is in one of those little Amigo shopping cart things. Because she can't walk long distances. So
yes, we're,
right. She got the knee problems.
We're 100 years old, so we have Amigos and stuff. You know, and she looks behind me and says, will you be quiet? You know, one of those things. As she's taking the corner out of one of the aisles. Well, Oreos has a little end cap kiosk thing where it's stacked full of different size packages of Oreos. The corner of the cart that she's riding in clips the Oreos just right, and about 60 to 70 packages go tumbling down.
Oh, my
yes!
Oh, no.
Yes. That's... And you immediately reach for your cell phone to take a picture.
The second thing I do is reach for my phone. The first thing I do is I suppress a laugh because I know she was embarrassed. Me, I think, obviously, by pictures on Facebook, you know I don't get embarrassed. So I suppressed the laugh, went and got my phone, hit the photo, got it ready. She jumps in front of me like she's a blocker on the calves. She's arms up. Don't you
playing
take
defense.
A pic, playing D. Don't you take a
oh,
picture.
Dude, you should have.
She was very. She gets very embarrassed very easy, especially with my mouth.
Oh my god, that's a scooter driver's nightmare.
So,
though. Oh my god.
So I'm getting ready to. What do I do? Do I run? Do I leave? You know? Do I leave it here? Whatever. And so here comes one of the guys, and she apologizes. And so we take a minute, we help pick it up, we put everything into my cart that I was carrying. I take everything out of my cart.
So you bought all of them, 70 boxes or 70 packages of Oreos?
We just help get them off the floor, and then we put them in a nice pile for our person.
For the Oreo guy to come back and redo his display.
Now that's the thing.
By the way, the Oreo guy, because Walmart doesn't do that. The Oreo guy has to be called and says, because when Chuck was doing Little Debbie's, if anything ever happened with Little Debbie's, they call him and say, hey, you got to come tidy up your aisle. Somebody ran into it.
Yep,
really?
For sure.
So they call the Oreo distributor in the area. They have to go. So if you know who the Oreo cookie distributor is and he had to go to Walmart on Tuesday for an emergency repackage end cap.
Display.
It's Paul's. His fault.
My bad. Now, Skippy there, who did work there, he did try to put it all back together, but he did tell me, Oreo is the one that does this. So... We get finished. I go, we got to hurry up and get out of here. As far as I'm concerned, I'm done with this place. She says, you know what? I would have been fine with it. I would have apologized and gone on, but you're here now, and you're going to harass me about it, and you're never going to let it go. I said, I would not.
Snarky.
Oh, man. So I can't believe. Thanks, Amy, for paying attention.
Okay, so let me just throw this at you. This happens, and there's no Walmart guy around. and you got the whole floor is just littered with Oreo cookies. Any of the packages break open?
No, no, not like that.
Okay.
It was a slow tumble.
Was it?
So they might not have broken much.
Okay. It was she's like, no!
Correct.
Yep. Everything turned slow motion for your girl. That's funny. You still should have taken a picture. You let me down. But anyway, it's happened before. What would you have done if no one comes running and it's just you and her? We're like, okay, let's just get out of here. No, what do you do?
I would have picked it up. Yeah, for sure.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, because it was just too blatantly obvious.
You guys ever busted anything in a store?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, you always do that panic thing too, where you're like, did anybody notice?
What?
Should I try to clean it up? Do
or
I
just walk away quickly?
Yeah, because then you got to hunt down. Like, if it's a teeny tiny thing, it's like. But if it's bigger, then it's somebody could slip in it, and you got to hunt down a person to mop it up and all this other stuff. So,
did you do a whole darn end cap full
that's
of Oreos?
Big. That's big.
No, but you know, years ago, I had knocked over something that wasn't good, which was a glass thing of oil.
Oh. Like vegetable oil or something? Olive oil?
I dropped Miracle Whip.
It was oil.
Back before
and oil,
were...
what a pain in the butt.
Yes.
I mean, I felt so bad, but I did not leave that. I immediately went and got somebody, because that's just an accident screaming waiting to happen.
Right. When back before they went to all plastic, they used to be glass jars for the
Right.
Yeah. And I was in a hurry, and I reached and I grabbed it, and I was at Kroger, and I reached, and as I turned, it flew out of my hands, and it exploded like an atomic bomb on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It just shattered, and it was just mayo everywhere. Uh-huh. Miracle Whip. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, and the fruit and vegetables.
And there was nobody there, so I'm like, I'm looking around, I'm like, I could get away with this. And then I remembered, oh, wait, that'd be the jerk thing to do, and they have cameras.
Yeah.
So I went and I found somebody, and I said, look, I am so, so sorry. I'm willing to pay for this.
Oh, sure.
I'll even help you clean it up. They're like, no, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. And it was perfect. I hear on the intercom, clean up aisle 6. Nice. I hear him being paging somebody to clean it up, and it was mine. Uh-huh. And then I grabbed the other one, and I held it very tightly, and I went and paid for it. So what do you do in that situation?
Oh, man.
Susie spilled a
red nail polish.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And that's, like, bad. I knew that was, and I went up, and I just said, somebody spilled nail polish. I was younger then, but that was at Bud's. You remember Bud's at Reynolds and Heather Downs?
Oh,
like
glass bottle.
Like a
then,
farm.
Obviously.
It was a discount drugstore. Oh, my gosh. It was horrible. It splattered everywhere.
And the fruit and vegetable aisles, those are always a nightmare because you want to pick one that you like, and they always do them in pyramids. It's like, whose idea?
Oh,
who said that was ever like a good idea? That to me looks pretty.
Well, they want you to take the one at the top. You don't take the one at the bottom.
No,
but that's where the better ones are.
The better ones are always
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking for it, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, screw them. Take the bottom one. All right, you got a story? Call the show 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And